Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning. As citizens of the United States of America, we have plenty to be thankful for. We are truly very blessed. We sing God Bless America, and indeed God has blessed us. However, living in such an affluent society has given way to people taking things for granted. Many have come to expect to have things, and in doing so, have lost the attitude of thankfulness. In the New Testament of the King James Version of the Bible, there are 18 separate occasions that include the words, give thanks. Giving thanks for what we have in life is a common theme throughout the New Testament. We have several examples of Jesus giving thanks to God the Father. The Apostle Paul encouraged his readers to give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Apostle Paul declared the following, quote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Again, Paul said, "In everything give thanks." Now, we don't have any difficulty thanking God for the good things of life. That comes easily. We may even joyfully sing the old hymn, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one." Most people don't have a problem giving thanks for their food, for their home, for their automobile. But thanking God for everything in lives, even the bad things, now that can be downright difficult. So how do we do it? How do we thank God for the things that are not so good? How do we thank God for hardships, the hardships we experience in life? Let me offer this. Even in the hardships of life, there can be benefits. We can learn valuable lessons, and we can gain perspective of how others feel when they go through hardships. And keep this in mind. Think of this. Jesus Christ suffered. Brethren, his life on this earth was certainly not a bed of roses. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 8, it says this about Jesus. Quote, "He learned from the things he suffered." Let us pray. Father God, help us to develop and stay in an attitude of gratitude for all things. Help us, as Jesus did, to learn from our experiences, regardless of what they are. It is in his name that we pray. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.